Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning and welcome, family, to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. So thanks for stopping by this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. Actually, it's raining here where I am in Pennsylvania, but it's all good. Amen. It's all good. So come on in. This morning I want to talk to you about the anointing. There is an anointing that God has on your life, amen, and God has anointed you and appointed you for such a time as this, amen. He has anointed you and appointed you for your very own unique and personal assignment on this earth. And now is the time for you to begin to position yourself to receive that appointment, amen. You know, you've been operating in the anointing, but I understand that you haven't seen certain things manifest yet, but God is saying you are closer now than you've ever been before, and you know, I'm just here to tell you this morning to not be discouraged, amen. I know so many people are discouraged because you know that God has a call on your life. You know that God has anointed you to do some things, but you know, you feel like you just can't move forward in that anointing for many reasons, but God is saying, I have anointed you and I have appointed you, and even though right now, you know, certain doors are being closed, it's okay because God is preparing you in this season, amen. He is preparing you for what's to come, and so be encouraged in that and not discouraged, amen. So what I'm going to do, you know how I like to set the atmosphere and go into praise and worship. I just want you to just take a moment and just, you know, breathe in all the blessings of God and breathe in all of his promises, which are yes and amen, amen. Breathe out anything that does not line up with the word of God, that does not line up with that assignment that he has for you. You know, just breathe in all of his promises, amen. And then we're going to come back and we're going to just dive into this thing, amen. So right now, just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, amen.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient as you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. The very air we breathe, he gave it to us, we didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want them, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have them. Sing it to him again. And now, I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hand and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. If you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I need you, Lord. realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Family, sometimes we just have to take in a deep breath, amen, and breathe out all of that negativity, all of that stuff that's holding us down, amen. So come on in if you just joined us. Come on in, come on in, come on in. If you would like to call in and chime in, you can do that on my guest call-in number at area code 347-237-5083. That's area code 347-237-5083. You can call in and chime in. Amen. Today we're talking about your anointing. You are anointed and appointed by God. Amen. And so, good morning again. I just want to encourage you this morning that, you know, God has anointed you. Amen. And I know that sometimes we feel like, you know, we know that there's something special. There's a special assignment that God has for us. We know that. But then sometimes we don't see manifestation of that promise right away. And so we get discouraged. And so I just want to encourage you today to not get discouraged, because just like God anointed you, he has also appointed you for a specific time. You know, for everything there is a season, amen. And when it's the right time and when it's the right season, God will begin to manifest some things in your life, amen. And so I just want to encourage you in that. So come on in and let's talk about it further. You know, I want to just encourage someone today, because I know that many times I talk to many people who are just wondering, you know, what am I supposed to do with all these gifts? What am I supposed to do with them? And if God called me to do this thing, then why isn't he, you know, making provision for me? And I'm here to tell you that when God gives you a vision for something, he always makes provision. He always makes provision, even though you may not see certain things happening right now. Know that God is working everything out for your good. Amen. And then, you know, sometimes it's difficult because we don't always want to do the things that God is already telling us to do. And so God has probably, most likely, already given you some instructions on some things to do. But just because those things are uncomfortable for you, you have not done those things. And so you might want to reevaluate some things. What has God already told you concerning your gifts and your talents and that anointing that he has on you? There are some things that God has already spoken to you, and some things that God has already given you, some instruction he's already given you. And so you have to first do first things first. Do first thing first. Whatever God told you to do first, you do that thing and begin to live that thing out, and God will begin to open up those doors. Amen. But you have to be faithful over the few things. So whatever few things God has already given you, you be faithful in those areas, and then God will begin to expose you to, you know, more territory. Amen. He will begin to expose you to bigger things, you know, but many times we don't want to step out of our comfort zone. We don't want to step out of our comfort zone. But, you know, and I know it's hard, it's difficult, okay? But know that, you know, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, right? You have the strength for all things in the one who strengthens you, amen? And so I just want you to take a moment and declare that with me right now. Say, I declare and decree this morning that my anointing, I am anointed and I am appointed, and I can do that thing that God has called me to do. I can do the thing that God has called me to do. I have the strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so that means that God is strengthening you in those particular areas to carry out that work that he is calling you to do. Amen. He's going to give you the strength to carry those things out. Amen. And so I know that many of you probably don't even feel qualified, right? I know that's always a struggle, you know, with people just not feeling qualified. God gave you a particular assignment. He gave you a call. And you know that, you know, you feel like you should be doing certain things, but you don't really feel equipped to do it. But know this, you know, you may not feel qualified, and other people may look at you and judge you and make you feel not qualified. But know this, that God does not, you know, that should not stop your anointing, amen, because you are still anointed, whether you feel that you're qualified or not. The anointing that God has on your life is the anointing that God has on your life. And what God has for you is for you, amen. And so whether you see it, whether other people see it, whether other people validate it, it doesn't matter. You are still anointed. God still has that assignment for you to fulfill on this earth. He still has that work for you to fulfill. You know, God has a plan and a purpose for you, for all of us, each and every one of us. You know, God created us on purpose for a purpose. Amen. He created us on purpose for a purpose. Amen. And so don't let that stop you because, you know, you're discouraged because other people may not, you know, see the anointing. They may not recognize the anointing. They might even, you know, judge you because of your anointing. But that does not mean that you're not qualified. That doesn't mean that you're not anointed in a particular area. Amen? And so I often think about David, King David, in the Bible, right? David was anointed to be the king of Israel early in his life, right? However, it isn't until much later in his life where he was officially appointed king. Right, and so God's timing is always the best timing, right? And many times we want things to happen when we want them to happen, but God sees the bigger picture. And so, you know, David, he knew that there was something special about him. He knew he was anointed, right? And he knows he at this point that he was chosen by God. Right, he knew that he was chosen by God, and he knew that he was going to be king. Right, at some point, he knew he was going to be king. He knew he was chosen by God. Amen. But he had to wait on God's appointed time. Right, so it was a process. It wasn't something that happened overnight. And so many times, I think we get anxious. We get, you know, okay, I know I got this gift. I know that I have this anointing on my life, and I want it now. I want everything to fall into place right now. But no, there's always a process. And so David recognized that, you know, this was a process. Amen. It did not happen. He did not become king overnight. Amen. And so, and just know that God knows what's best for you because God, we only see what we see, but God sees the bigger picture, amen. He's our Alpha and Omega. He's our beginning and our end. So he sees the beginning, he sees the middle, and he sees the end. We only see right now, amen. So we have to trust him. We have to trust that he knows what's best for us, and we have to trust that his timing is the best timing, amen. And so because God knows what we need, he's going to give us exactly what we need when we need it. Because God knows us better than we know ourselves, amen. He knows that there are certain areas in our lives where we need work. He knows that there's certain areas in our lives where we have to grow, amen, into our giftings and grow into that anointing, amen. And so we have to trust him in that. And so once we grow into that thing that God is calling us to do, and once, you know, we get to where God knows he can really use us and trust us, then he will appoint us, and those doors will begin to open. Amen. So God is anointing you, amen, and appointing you for some things. And so I don't want you to give up. So let me go ahead and break that down for you. Break down anointed. I believe that the word anointed basically means that you're gifted by God. You're given a sense of passion about something, a particular area, a desire, your destiny, your purpose for kingdom work, right? So there's something, you know, deep down on the inside of you that you're so passionate about, that you're so good at, that you can do that thing almost in your sleep, and you're just anointed to do that thing. And so you're anointed in that area. You're gifted in that area. Amen? And then God appoints us. So we're anointed, but then we get to a point where in that anointing, God actually appoints us. Amen? And so when God appoints us, basically God is he ordains us and releases us to do something with the anointing that he has placed on our life. Amen? So he already has placed, you know, given us the anointing, but now at an appointed time, he's going to take that anointing, amen, and then he's going to appoint us. He's going to release us to use that anointing to do the work that he has called us to do, amen. And so David, you know, again, getting back to King David, you know, and 1 Samuel 16, it talks about David appointing. He was appointed. And then in 2 Samuel 2, 4, and then 5 and 3. It talks about David's, King David's anointing and appointing. Amen. And so you are anointed to do some things. And I'm excited about your future, but I want you to be excited about your future. Amen. And what I want to do right now, I want to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to continue to talk about this subject, okay, this topic, amen? So don't you go anywhere. I will be right back.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, family, welcome back. Welcome back. That's Layla Simone Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that's my business that I run with my beautiful granddaughter, Layla. So check us out. Check us out. The cause is simply women in crisis and some youth-related nonprofits and breast cancer awareness and research. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about that, we're talking about that anointing today, that anointing that God has placed on your life, amen, and then it's for an appointed time where he's going to release you to carry that thing out, amen. So, you know, I just want to encourage you in that, because I know sometimes we think that God's not moving fast enough for us, but God knows that he knows when we're ready, and his timing is always the right timing, amen. And so, again, I think about David, King David, and, you know, God doesn't qualify people based on outward appearance. And I know many times, like I was saying earlier, some of us just don't feel qualified. And if you remember with David, You know, he didn't look like what they thought a king should look like. He did not look like. So, you know, they underestimated him based on his appearance. And so God does not qualify us based on our outward appearance. Amen. And so they did not even call David, if those of you who know the story, they did not even call David's name when he was out in the field tending to the sheep, you know, because they discounted him because of his appearance, because he was younger, because he was smaller, right? They didn't even consider him. But even in that, God had already anointed David. Amen. Amen. He already anointed David. He had already chosen David. Amen. And so when God told Samuel to anoint David, young David, David was young, and God told Samuel to anoint young David, he told him to not look at the outward appearance, because he looks at the heart. So God looks at our heart. He doesn't look at our outward appearance. Amen. You know, many times we get caught up in the outward appearance. God, but God is like, I'm looking at the inward parts. Amen. I'm looking at the heart, right? And so you can read that in 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 13. And so, you know, this simply means that if you don't look like, you know, that thing that God has called you to do, if you don't look like a preacher, if you don't sound like, you know, a good worshiper or whatever it is that God has called you to do, you know, he called you to teach. You might think you don't look like a teacher, or you might look too young, or you might look too old, or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that's not something that you should be so hung up on, because God looks at the inward parts. He looks at the heart. Amen. He's not so concerned about what you look like on the outside. Amen. That's man's issue. That is man's issue. And the thing with that is, man didn't anoint you. Man didn't call you. God anointed you, and God, you know, appointed you. Amen. So you don't have to be so concerned about how man sees you. You know, just be careful that you're listening to, you know, God when he speaks to you concerning your gifts, concerning that anointing. Amen. God gave you the call, not man. So don't forget that. Amen. And so God wants to use you. And like I was saying earlier, you know, for everything there's a season. So your season will come. It might not be in this season. This is probably, I would say, this is your preparation period, where God is preparing you for where he wants to take you, right? You know, remember, David did not just become king overnight. No, there was a process. You know, it took years. He was young initially, right, when God spoke to Samuel about David's anointing, you know. So, you know, some of us, we got to grow into some things before God can actually open certain doors for us and give us certain opportunities, right? And that's why you need to have a prayer life. That's why you need to, like Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all those things will be added unto you, because God knows when you're ready. He knows when you're ready. You might think you're ready for certain things, but God knows whether you're really ready. I'm sorry. He knows whether or not you are truly ready, right? And so that's why you have to be faithful in the few things. When we're faithful in the few things, the things that God has already given you access to, the things that God has already exposed you to, the doors and opportunities that God has already given you, when you are faithful in those things, then God will begin to grow you and open up more opportunities for you. Amen? So we have to be faithful right where we are, right where God has you right now. Be faithful in that situation, in those circumstances, and God will grow you from that. And God will, you know, eventually, you know, give you more opportunity. Amen? And so then my question to you is, so what are you anointed to do? Do you know what you're anointed to do? Because many of us are not even sure of what our gifts are, and we're not even really sure of what God is calling us to do. And so what we do is we end up listening to everybody else. You know, everybody's giving us their opinion on what they think we should do. You know, but don't allow anyone to tell you that you are not anointed. to do the things that God has called you to do. Amen? Because nobody can make that call. God makes that call. Amen? And so the fact that you're adopted as a child of God, you know, in Christ, and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, amen, you are anointed to do great things. I just want you to know that. I want you to be encouraged in that you are anointed to do great things in this earth, amen, great things in this world. You know what you're anointed to do, amen, know what you are anointed to do. God is calling you to do great and mighty things, amen. So what I want to do right now, I want to go to a music break because I just want you to learn how to encourage yourself. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves because sometimes, you know, when God gives us, He gives you an assignment. You know, we all have a unique assignment, and so God gives you that specific assignment just for you to carry out. And then you get the naysayers, amen? And so then you get everybody's opinion. And so now you're discouraged. Now you're confused. Now you don't know what to do. And then, you know, we go through a different season where people are not always supporting us. And then we start doubting ourselves, amen? But sometimes you have to encourage yourself. I want you to learn how to encourage yourself, amen? And so what I want to do right now, I just want to go there and play that song for you. Encourage yourself, because sometimes you have to do that because there's nobody else around to encourage you, amen? So be encouraged, and let's encourage ourselves, amen? Here we go.
Be victory during the test.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter White.
Yes, family, you have to encourage yourself sometimes. So when you are discouraged and you feel like nobody's there to encourage you and nobody's there to support you, you know what? You just go ahead and encourage yourself. Amen. You begin to speak life over yourself. You begin to speak life into your dead situations. Amen. You begin to speak God's word over your life concerning your anointing, concerning that call that God has on your life, concerning your gifts, amen, because God has a plan and a purpose for you, amen, and it's bigger and greater than any plan that you can ever have for yourself, amen. But, you know, we have to trust God. We have to trust the process, amen, because there is a process. There is a process. Nothing happens overnight, and God has to grow us into our gifts and grow us into our talents, amen, grow us into that anointing so that he can get us to a place for the appointed time when he can release us into that thing fully, amen. So don't you be discouraged, amen. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged, amen. And so, you know, we have to trust God. We have to trust God. And so the anointing, because somebody might be thinking, well, what is all this stuff about the anointing? The anointing of the Holy Spirit is given through people to demonstrate God's love and power, right? Christ means the anointed one, amen? And so because Christ is in us, the same anointing that he had on earth, we also have. And you can find that in Luke 4:18-19. Right? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach, amen, the gospel. And so the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He has anointed you to do, you fill in the blank. What has God anointed you to do today? What are you anointed to do today? That's your assignment, to figure out what you are anointed to do. If you don't know, if you're not sure, get into the presence of God and begin to pray and ask God to reveal to you fully what, you know, what is it that he wants you to do? What is the assignment? What is the anointing that he has on your life? Amen. Because you do have an anointing to do something. You know, if it's singing, if it's dancing, if it's preaching, if it's teaching, if it's, you know, cooking or baking or whatever, you know, it might be with children, you know. There's so many different ways that God needs to use us for kingdom purposes, right? You know, you might be a financial whiz. You might be a number whiz. I mean, I don't even know what your anointing is. But you need to figure it out so that God can use you, so that he can grow you into that thing, so that he can release you at the appointed time. Amen. You are anointed and appointed to do some things. But it's going to be a process, and you have to trust the process. Amen. Amen. So I pray that you are blessed by this message today. And what I want to do right now, I just want to pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this time this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We just want to praise you this morning, Lord God. We just want to honor you this morning, Lord God. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we thank you for the anointing that you have on our lives, Lord God. We thank you that you're going to use the anointing, Lord God, for an appointed time, Lord God, when you're going to release us to carry out those things, that call that you have on our life to the full, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord. Right now, Lord God, as we're in this season where we're going through the preparation and the processes, Lord God, help us to be patient, Lord God, and not to be anxious. You said to not to be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, making our requests known to you, Lord God. So help us not to be anxious today, because I know that many are anxious, Lord God. They're anxious to just get out there and do the work. right? And you want us to do the work, Lord God, but you want us to be ready and equipped to do the work that you have called us to do. And so we thank you today, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, God. We honor you today, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that you have on each and every one of our lives, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're going to be patient for that appointed time for you to release us into those things, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. And finally, Lord, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health, even as our soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook, in our private Facebook group, where you will be empowered and inspired daily. Amen. I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. You know how I love to go out in the show with Howard Hewitt. So here we go. Have a blessed and marvelous week. I will see you next time. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength. Now I say amen.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.